Most Czech political attention is focused on the upcoming regional and Senate elections this weekend. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka, however, is looking further ahead. He's created a stir with comments suggesting that his Social Democrats could form a government with the Communists following the next general election. Chris Johnston has more.
The Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia could be considered the leper party at the national political level in the Czech Republic ever since the Velvet Revolution of 1989. All major political parties, including the Social Democrats, routinely proclaim they would not do a deal with the Communists and bring them into government. The Social Democrats enshrined that position in the so-called Bohumín Declaration at their party congress in 1995. The declaration banned cooperation with extremist parties and mentioned the Communists specifically. The party position still stands, although deals with the Communists have been done at local and regional levels. But with the general election due in around 12 months, Mr. Sobotka, in an interview this week, created surprise within his party and among rivals with the suggestion he would be willing to welcome the Communists into government under certain conditions. The two main conditions are that the party drops its long-standing stance that it would withdraw from the NATO Defence Alliance. The second is that it tones down its equally long-standing critical position against the European Union. Prime Minister Sobotka is not the first Social Democrat leader who has hinted that a government with the Communists might be possible, and his coalition government partner, ANO leader Andrei Babiš, has made similar comments. But is it a real possibility after so long that the Communists could come out of the cold? That's a question we put to political commentator Jiří Pehe.
I think that the question of the Communists' presence in the central government is not whether, but when. When will they actually become a part of central government? I think what is really important for Social Democrats, though, or for any other party, is that the Communist Party would be just a junior partner. That is also behind what we now hear from Mr. Sobotka and what we heard a few weeks ago from Mr. Babiš. In my opinion, Mr. Sobotka is, in fact, only reacting to this danger. Because he realizes that if after the next election, ANO is the strongest political party in the Czech Republic and has enough votes or seats in the parliament together with the Communists to form a coalition, then it could really isolate the Social Democratic Party. So I think that this is a preemptive strike from him. He's basically telling the Communists, look, ANO and Andrei Babiš are not the only entities or partners for you.
While the Communists could be tempted by a return to government, Mr. Pehe warns that they could face a split between moderates and hardliners if they have to drop key policies enshrined by their hostility to NATO and the EU. And they could also alienate their core constituency of anti-establishment protest voters.